This is John Thomas again. I'm the author of a book entitled You Can Live It Any Way You Choose, and believe me, you can. But today we're going to talk about something different. We're going to talk about a person who weighs 400 pounds. Every so often on television, you see on one of the news-type programs, an interviewer talking to a guy who weighs 400 pounds. He's laying in bed. Just fat cascading all over his body. He has giant arms, enormous legs with rolls of fat. He's sitting there, can hardly move. It's really pathetic. It hurts you even to see this guy there. But he's telling the interviewer that he's tried everything. He's been on all diets in the world, and he just can't lose any weight. He's stuck at 400 pounds. And he just is terribly unhappy. His life has been ruined for all the years he's weighed that much. It is just terrible. Now, they want to show you a happy ending. So they have this guy go in. He's going to have surgery, something called bariatric surgery, or stapling his stomach, or bypassing his stomach. Fundamentally, it makes his stomach something like the size of a walnut. He can hardly put any food in there at all. So physically, he can no longer eat hardly anything. Guess what happens? He loses weight, or his weight goes down. Let's call it the weight going down, because losing weight is a misnomer. It's a misguided term. The guy's ecstatic. He is thrilled. Why? Because he is going to become a person who's half of what he was before. And the weight just cascades off. It disappears. What a shock. You can't eat any food. Physically, it's impossible. And he thinks that physically, his physical inability to eat food, consume food, or put food in his system has overcome his emotional need. Maybe, maybe not. Let's figure out what really happened. Don't just worry about the bariatric surgery. Let's figure out what the real problem was and what was the most intelligent way to solve it. First of all, this guy didn't weigh 400 pounds during his whole life. He was probably at one point in time a normal person with a normal weight. He was not overweight. For those who are overweight to begin with, we'll deal with later. But first of all, this guy was not overweight. How did he get himself in this mess? He never wanted to weigh 400 pounds. That's idiotic and it's stupid. But keep this in mind. He intentionally kept putting enough food in his mouth to guarantee that he'd weigh 400 pounds. I don't like to call it eating, because eating is just putting food in your mouth, tasting it, chewing it, and swallowing it. It's not the swallowing. Fundamentally, you just want that food in your mouth, and so did this guy. So why would he do anything that dumb? Why would he ruin his life? Keep in mind, it's not the food. It is never the food. The food just lays there. Anybody who thinks the food is delusional and doesn't understand the problem, it is not the food. Logically, there was no reason that he would ever want to weigh 400 pounds. It's stupid, it's idiotic, and it's dumb. But, and here's the crux of all the issues, yours and his. Emotionally, it was more important for him to put the food in his mouth and become fat and weigh 400 pounds than it was to remain at a normal weight. Actually, it's the exact same reason that caused you to weigh what you weigh. And if you weren't fat, you wouldn't be listening to this. If you weigh 200, 250, 300, it's exactly the same reason. Now, what are we talking about when we say emotionally needed the food? Let's be specific. Let's talk about chocolate cake, or ice cream, or fried chicken, or candy. When you put that food in your mouth, it makes you feel better. It may eliminate tension. It may eliminate depression. It makes you feel better. Boy, that ice cream in your mouth cascading over your tongue, your taste buds, just revel in it. It is thrilling to have all that wonderful food. It makes you feel so good. That's what emotional eating is. If you're depressed, what do? You go and eat. If you're anxious, what do? You put food in your mouth. That's what eating is. So no matter what it is, it stops you from feeling bad, and it makes you from feeling it makes you feel better. Those are emotional reasons. Those are not logical reasons. Really focus in on that, because whether you weigh 200, 300, 400, or 500, it's the exact same reason all the time. Now, so why'd you do it? Why did you get fat? We don't know this guy on television. You know why you got fat. Was it because you got married? but because you had a job, because things were tough, you put under additional stress, you needed to make yourself feel better? Was it you had children, or if you're a kid, but you went off to college, they call it the freshman 15. All freshmen gain 15 pounds, they say. Really, none of the freshmen wanted to gain 15 pounds, so why they do it? Keep in mind, there's never a logical reason for being fat. It is always, 100% of the time, emotional. Maybe the kids are nervous about leaving home. Maybe they're thrilled to be away from their parents and whatever eating regimen their parents had them on at home, and they just want to feel free, and they kept putting food in their mouth in order to accomplish that. Never forget, it is always emotional. It is always how to make you feel better. Feeling is an emotion. Feeling is not logic. That's why diets are idiotic. They stop you from having the feelings that you think you need. So the same reasons that the guy weighing 400 pounds are the reasons that made you fat. You may not be as fat, but you got yourself fat for the same reasons. Let's say you weigh 200 or 250. You can't weigh 400 now because you wouldn't feel emotionally comfortable weighing 400. But keep in mind, you didn't always weigh 200 or 250. You might have weighed 150, 175, and you put on the weight. You never thought you'd weigh 200 or 250 or 300 or whatever it is you weigh now. However, if you go through any emotional experiences or traumas or any event that makes you feel that you should really have more food in your mouth, or it's more important to make you have food in your mouth to make you feel better, your weight can go up. As long as you are eating for emotional reasons, it is always the chance. Now, this guy, before his surgery, weighed 400 pounds. Let's analyze the problem. Why did he have to have surgery? Why did he have to have his stomach shrunk to the size of a walnut? Because he couldn't stop putting a lot of food in his mouth. It's not diets. Any diet or eating program or anything that causes you to consume fewer calories than you burn up is going to cause your weight to go down. That's not rocket science. Everybody knows that. The reason diets are idiotic is because they deal with the symptom. They fail to address the problem. The problem of why you have to put chocolate cake or candy or ice cream or whatever it is you put in your mouth to make you feel better. What we do, we're going to teach you free, absolutely free. We don't want a penny of your money. Is teach you how to do that so you don't ever have to eat for emotional reasons anymore. Now, what if this 400-pound fellow could stop eating on his own or stop putting all the food in his mouth on his own, he wouldn't have to have his stomach cut up. He never would have been fat to begin with. So, my gosh, this is idiotic. This is dumb. I've ruined everything. I think I'll change it. Wouldn't that be the intelligent thing to do? Why does he have to have his stomach cut open? Bariatric surgery or any surgery, whatever its effects, fundamentally makes it impossible for you to put hardly any food in your mouth. Why? Because you can't get into your system. Why? Because you're going to get sick. You're going to get ill. But if he hadn't felt it necessary to put all that food in the mouth and begin with, he never would have weighed 400 pounds. Now, the interesting question is, after this fellow loses all the weight and he goes down to 200 or 150 or 250 or whatever it is, then he has all the excess skin removed. Now, you see him on television, doesn't he look wonderful? Now, keep in mind that having your stomach removed or shrunk to the size of a walnut does not change your emotional need for food. It does not change the reason why you're putting all the food in your mouth. Will he gain the weight back? You know, you see people on television every so often, well-known people who've had their stomach removed or bariatric surgery, and their weight has gone down considerably. Then all of a sudden, one day they say, you know, I've gained 25 pounds. I need to exercise and go on a diet. I know somebody who had a pot belly, and he had cancer of the stomach. He had to have his stomach removed completely. For a while, he was thin as a rail. But you know, it's been 2 or 3 or 4 years now, and he's got his pot belly back. Why? He wasn't comfortable weighing a lot less. He wasn't comfortable not having a belly. He felt the need to put more food in his mouth, and indeed he did. That is why the only, emphasize only way, to permanently eliminate any weight problem or weight issue you will ever have is to stop eating for emotional reasons. You do not need food to make you feel better. You do not need food or chocolate candy or any kind of food to alleviate depression. We're going to teach you how to eliminate all those emotional needs. So stick with me, and you will learn how to do this. This is John Thomas signing off.